Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim, happy to be here again in studio with my friend and partner, Amanda. You had a great conversation with a giant in our industry. Tell us about how that conversation went.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, this week I spoke with Laura Brandt. She's the Director of Economic Development for the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation. So she assists with prospects, research, business recruitment, retention, kind of all of those traditional economic development activities. She was an economic development specialist for the city of Lakewood for 6 years prior to joining the Metro Denver EDC. And as a native of Wisconsin, she actually served 3 terms as a member of the city council in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. So pretty cool background, and she's got lots of great stuff to share with us. So everyone sit back and take a listen. Hi, Laura. Thanks so much for joining us today on From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, and welcome to our podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Amanda.
We are excited to hear all about you and your experience today. So let's start with this. What's one thing everyone should know about you?
I'm a cookie monster. That's probably the most significant thing, followed by the fact that if it needs to be said, I say it.
Excellent. Well, good. I'm looking forward to your candor throughout our conversation today then. Let's learn a little bit more about you and your experience in this field. So how did you choose a career in economic development?
It kind of chose me. I actually trained as a journalist with a degree in broadcasting. There weren't a lot of jobs in that area in the late 60s, early 70s. So I ended up doing some community education and then working for the city of Madison. And in both cases, a large portion of my job was actually economic development. And I finally just acknowledged that that's what I was going to be. And I've been doing it ever since.
Excellent. Well, tell us about your organization and maybe what sets you guys apart from others in the industry.
Well, the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation is arguably the oldest regional partnership economic development organization in the country. We've been around for 28 years. During that time, we've had 3 different names and structures. And originally, we were formed as the Greater Denver Corporation that had a sunset date. During that period, they built Denver International Airport, 3 stadiums, did a lot of other infrastructure work with the business community. It morphed into the Metro Denver Network, which was really functioning as a department of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. That wasn't the most effective organization in the world because business around here was booming in the late 90s, early 2000s, so nobody was trying very hard. In 2000, the economic developers in the area got together with some of the chamber board members. We restructured, became the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation. We're original serving organization. We take care of a 9-county region that extends from the Wyoming border on the north to just north of Colorado Springs on the south. We are an affiliate of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce, but we have separate financing and a separate board of governors, and we are primarily privately financed.
Excellent. So now that we know a little bit about your organization structure, can you tell us about your region and your community and what makes it unique? So this is your chance to brag a little bit about the Metro Denver region.
The Metro Denver region has about 3.5 million people in it. The total population of Colorado is just over 5 million.
Wow.
We're the northern 2/3 of the Front Range region. We have 8 industry clusters that comprise the bulk of the workforce here: aerospace, aviation, bioscience, broadcast telecom, energy, financial services, healthcare and wellness, and IT software. That said, IT software functions comprise the bulk of the workforce in every single industry cluster we have. The state of Colorado also has significant tourism and agriculture, but we do not deal with that through our office. We just do office and industrial.
Excellent. Okay. So that's a little bit about the region. That gives us a great picture of where you're working and the organization that you're working with. So let's talk about you as a leader. How do you define success?
I think success is any time we can accomplish whatever a prospect company needs or thinks they want successfully without upsetting the apple cart. And by the apple cart, I refer to the fact that we have 70 different local partners, which include the 9 counties, the 60-some towns and cities within there, a couple of public-private sub-regional economic development agencies, and the State Economic Development Office. We managed to keep all these entities working together most of the time, providing whatever it is our prospect companies need. And many of our prospect companies are actually existing companies who are expanding.
Yeah, absolutely. So that net of success can be cast wide depending on what people need from you.
Oh, yeah. It's a juggling act all of the time.
Yes. Yes. I've heard that before. So how about, you've been in the industry, you've got great experience. So what's one lesson in leadership specifically that you've learned over time and that you think others listening today could also learn from?
I think one of the most important things of being a leader is to remember that there is no job that is too small or too insignificant for anyone to be working on.
Excellent.
Do whatever needs to be done when it needs to be done, and don't wait to return that call later. Do it now.
That is good advice, especially to all of the procrastinators listening out there. So thank you for saying that. That's excellent advice. How about, what keeps you awake at night? So when your head's about to hit the pillow and you're thinking through the day or thinking through strategy, what are some of those things that keep you awake at night related to this industry?
Well, I really learned many, many years ago to fall asleep no matter what's going on in my mind. That's one of the lessons I learned as a parent. But I think the important things for us to worry about most of the time and try and take actions on our relationships with our partners, with our investors, with our prospective customers, and also making sure that we have everything in place to provide what they need. And that by everything, it's a full range from the data they need to making sure the infrastructure is in place and in good condition within the community we're working in.
We just have about 1 minute left in our time together today. So as you look to the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on?
I think in our case, continuing to work together on a regional basis, to work as a team, to make sure we're all talking with the same voice, using the same data, and just generally cooperating well. There are so many instances where lack of cooperation can kill a deal.
Absolutely. That piece of regional collaboration is huge, and it's going to continue to be for this industry. So Laura, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for sharing your experiences with us. And again, we just want to congratulate you on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Well, thank you very much. It's a tremendous honor to be on that list.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.